And it used to look under old logs and stuff for puppy dogs.
Well, we call them spring lizards, and that was in the spring of the year there when the fish just begin to run. There we'd go down here in this little bottom down here and turn over logs and chunks, and we'd call them spring lizards and puppy dogs, and we'd get them and use them for bait. Mm-hmm. And that's where you set out. In other words, you cut your pole so long and tie a hook with a string on it there, or tie the string to the pole, have a lead weight on it, and stick the pole in the bank and let it go out in the creek. Mm-hmm. You go back the next morning, that pole will just be giving it that there, man, that's the biggest thrill of your life. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a branch and a creek? Do you say branch?
A branch is where it's not big enough, you might say, for fish or any things to be into it there. In other words, it's just a very small stream, about shoe mouth deep. Mm-hmm. And a creek is big enough to use as a fence to turn cows. In other words, they will not swim to wade the creek. And there's fish in it, and we fish in it now. So,
a lot of times, too, the branches do not have water the year round.
Well, now, most branches that we call branches had water the year round. What you're talking about is a wet weather branch. Well, now, a wet weather branch, it only had water in it during the wintertime. In the summertime, it would dry up. That's what we call a wet weather branch.
Would they, you ever call it a run?
A running? No.
Not just a run?
No. Mm-hmm.
And would you tell me about hay, how you'd cut it, and what you dry, and how you keep it?
Well, now, the hay that we use there, now, we use the railroad right-of-ways out here at those times, and we'd plant spring oats, and we'd go in there and cut the oats, and rake them and shock them, and haul them to the barn and put them in the barn. Loose. In other words, we didn't bale them. We cut them with a mowing machine, a mule drawn mowing machine.
And you'd, how would you get them?
Well, we had a rake out that had prongs on it behind. Mm-hmm. And we'd rake it, and then we had a trip on it that we'd hit this trip, and then it would raise these forks up and then let back down.
And you'd leave the hay on in the field like that to dry?
When we'd cut it down, we'd let it dry in the field then. And when it was dry enough to rake, but then we'd rake it up.
Oh, I see.
And rake it up in shock pile. And then we'd come out with pitchforks and pick it up with pitchfork, put it on the wagon, haul it to the barn, and unload it in the barn. Mm-hmm. And then we'd come back on that same land and plant soybeans or peas, whichever we could get the cheapest. Mm-hmm. And we'd break them under with a turning plow.
So if you ever, did you use the word sheaf or bundle or anything for the hay or?
No, so we have, now you're talking about a sheaf there, is back when my daddy grew up wheat, we had an old cradle that would sling it, and we'd get what we call a sheaf of wheat. And we'd reach in the cradle and get it and lay it down on the ground. And then we'd make about three more swings with it, and we'd get a sheaf, what we call a sheaf of wheat. We'd lay it on the ground, and then we'd come back either late that afternoon or early the next morning and pick up about three or four bundles of those sheaf and tie them in a bundle and make a bundle of wheat. And then we'd haul that to the barn and let it dry.
Well, it'd be dried in the barn.
And so it'd be dried in the barn, and then we'd haul it from there down to the
Ames Plantation.
Ames Plantation, and they would thrash it.
Oh, and then to Jackson.
That's right.
That's
the way we do it.
And did you ever have a haystack?
Yes, sir. Now, my daddy would take old wore-out car ties and throw it. In other words, he would put a pole in the ground, a long, tall pole, just as high as we could handle it. And then he would put tires or pieces of boards down on the ground.